We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be here speaking about the beautiful dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So we have a very beautiful conversation here between Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam and a man by the name of Ashja al-Salami. So this individual, Ashja, he dropped in one day to see Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Unfortunately, at this occasion, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was somewhat ill. So Ashja asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was ill. So the sixth divinely appointed Imam answered, "Leave the cause of my illness. Tell me what you came for." So Ashja replied, he said, "I ask Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted, to give you complete health from your illness and from your sleep." He then continued and said, "Wish the illness to free you as you are freed from lowly requesting." And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam apparently understood what it was that Ashja had came for. So he therefore asked his servant whether he had something to give. The servant came to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam and said, "I have 400. The Imam alayhi salam then ordered his servant to give the 400 amount of money to the man who had come to visit Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So it's a very beautiful conversation. It's a very beautiful situation. You have an individual who has come to the door of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and we find that His Eminence was ill and that the person prayed for the illness of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to be removed. But then the man said something really interesting. He says that, may your illness be free from you, just as you are freed from lowly requesting. And so this is a very subtle hint that this man put forward. I think most of us in our regular conversations would not be able to pick up on such a hint. But Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, of course, not only with divine knowledge, but with this astounding intelligence and wisdom, of course, he was able to understand that this man who had come to visit him, Ashja, that he needed some help. And so he said that the Imam alayhi salam is free from lowly requesting or begging. And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam then gave him 400. Now, whether these are dinars or they are dirhams, I'm not sure, because it hasn't been specifically pointed out. But the fact that the generosity of Imam alayhi salam is so great and vast that he helps a person. And so we too should really help our Muslim brothers and sisters wherever and whenever we can. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
So today I was reading for a project I'm doing about history, and I was reading about the Abbasids, and a figure came up, and I thought, subhanAllah, we should have a quick, short khatira about a figure of importance in our history, and someone who really represents a very interesting window into early Islam, and that is the figure of one of the great-great-grandsons of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ja'far al-Sadiq. Ja'far al-Sadiq is one of the most important scholars of our religion. Now, you have to understand, what is an imam for this time frame? For us as Sunnis, and I'm not being at all polemical, I'm being factual here. We have to understand, these great scholars were viewed as imams by their own followers. And there's nothing wrong with this. What did they mean by imam? They meant religious leader and a worthy political rival to the corrupt khulafa. There was no notion, this is our understanding, of... So we have to acknowledge there was political rivalry. And lots of mainstream Sunnis, because we would view them as Sunnis, respected the Ahlul Bayt as being more worthy than the Umayyads or the Abbasids. And so at this time frame, the clear distinction between what we call Sunni and Shia didn't quite exist. You had a whole spectrum. You had many people who we would consider Sunni, but they say that, and who, I mean, honestly, put yourself in their shoes. Who do you think should be the Khalifa? Hussein or Yazid? I mean, go back to that time frame. Whose heart would you be inclined towards, right? But Khalifa here means you're worthy. Now later on, the later groups are going to come and say, Allah has chosen you, and Allah has made you ma'soom, and Allah has given you powers. It's one thing to say, I think this is a better candidate. And that we find. Imam Malik, Abu Hanifa even, there was sympathy to the Ahlul Bayt, believe it or not. That doesn't make them Shia technically. You understand what I'm saying here? It doesn't make them theologically Shia, right? I'm being factual, I'm not being polemical here. We have to explain this to the youth so that they understand.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.